historians always inveigh against generalizing about phenomena. And philosophers typically ignore historians. I will use individual cases as examples to fit into a scheme. But I think something different is needed than what the historian does. What the historian does is she takes particular countries about which she has expertise or areas and tells us the story of what happened with fascist or ultranationalist movements in those countries and invites us to generalize and make analogies. I think that is not what the time calls for. The time calls for a scheme, a generalization, an abstraction, which we can then take to reach a social and political reality and see if our social and political reality matches that. And while it's going to result in missing out details, missing out salient and important differences between regions, it's nevertheless going to give us, I think, a rough sense. Because I think that there are these constellations of positions that come together as family resemblances. And you might find yourself agreeing with some elements of one position, and then suddenly you find yourself in a group that agrees with all of them. And I think that fascism is one such grouping. People will say,
Chop, stupid. Christianity is 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 stupid. Communism is good. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Communism is good.
Shop as usual and avoid panic buying.
Nowadays, here you can find the Mediterranean Conference Center, and you can also see the movie of the Baltic experience, which relates the history of Malta. Rai 1, Rai 2. No, è francese, sarà posto.
Allora.
Dai,
collo. Ma che verità, mi ricordo così, fa la foto nel
verità. Arrivi anche in casa.
Ma che
Stop.
This is Brad Keselowski, driver number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang. Racing fans know that a quick pit stop to check the tires can give me the winning edge. The same is true for your car. Proper tire tread helps keep traction on the road in everyday driving. To check your tread, simply insert a penny, Lincoln's head first, into your tire grooves. If you can see all of Honest Abe's head, it's time to get your tires checked by a professional.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Thank you.
Alejandra gives me a light peck on the cheek goodbye. Smack. The door closes with a light double click, but the entire wall gives a bassy rumble. I slide my slippers over our hard floor tiles towards the balcony door. There are some wooden Christmas ornaments and an old bell hanging on the door handle. When I open the door, they all knock together, Woody hits first, followed by a sweet mid-range major key resonance. The door is old and creaks terribly as I open it, at least three or four distinct rusty spots, and then a bouncy stop. The flowers in their pots next to the black iron balcony rails do not make a sound, but the street below does. A Vespa rips through the narrow old street, almost hitting a little gypsy boy who calls, "Gilipollas!" I sit down and watch Alejandra hurry around the corner towards the cathedral. It was lightly sprinkling from low gray clouds, but now it begins to pour and she's going to get wet. My knees crack as I stand up to go back inside to grab a jacket and a glass of wine. The jacket makes only a light swish as I put it on, but the cork makes a satisfying pop as I ease it out of the half-full green bottle with no label. It has no label, because we bought it cheap at the wine cellar one floor down and one building over. The advantage of living in Logroño, the Spanish wine capital, is that a bodega is never more than a block away. 1 euro well spent, and a bottle of vino joven is gurgling sweetly into my glass. A big old dog barks at nothing from a balcony just up the street. Some pilgrims walk by, as groups of them do every day. One of them is limping, scraping her shoe over the paving stones. They have thick green rain capes, clacking walking sticks, massive backpacks, and they are speaking French. Oh, wait, maybe Flemish. A delivery truck pulls up snorting, honks long and hard. It is an open-back truck with at least 50 fat orange bottles of butane cooking gas knocking into one another. The driver signals the neighborhood with a long honk and then carries a bottle upstairs to each customer who shouts down to him. We don't need a new one yet, so I don't call down.
take one, filing horse's hoof.
Floor.
Floor and give
little pauses every
now and then.
Come
on.
Okay. Cut.
All right.
That'll do it, thank you.
Apologize. Chop, 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 chop.
Utingira jasim kananga kwini wong jas wana mrume wangu watora ini inotondibvisa na mambo mugusa tiri vaviri takarima munda wedu maeka mashanu aya takapiwa aya tak
Goodness. All right, we got one for you now. How many of you people have Kiss Alive? Well, of course you do. Every time we come to Texas, I look out front. I know this isn't the dairy state, but you're growing big here. This one's called Come On and Love Me. Yeah.
The sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
10 get hands, 20 put hands on radio, 30 go to 10, chop, 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 chop.
You like to gamble, I tell you how you land. You win some, lose some. hair fixed, she go shopping, and she was bragging about her good things she got. She said, by the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising. I was in it gold. Oh, my, my. Oh, my, my,
F off back to Russia, to Russia, back to Russia. F off back to Russia.
dogs, people. Don't you know that this could start any street, any town, any state? If any clown decides that now's the time to fight for some idea he thinks is right. If a million more agree, there ain't no great society as it applies to you and me. You know our country isn't free, and the law refused to see if all you'll ever be is just a lousy janitor, unless your uncle owns a store. You know that five in every four just won't amount to nothing more than watching rats go across the floor and make up songs about the poor. And I'm watching and I'm waiting, hoping for the best. Even think I'll go to praying every time I hear them saying there's no way to delay that trouble coming every day. No way to delay that trouble coming every day.
Start the day, we start this day, the specials, doing the Frank Zappa tune, Trouble Every Day, and it's gonna get better days, and that's the next tune, Better Days by Apples and Stereo. Today's all days, songs about days, and finishing up the days, getting into the week, songs about the week, with week in the title. Weak premise, but I'm gonna do it anyhow. Let's see what else is happening. Oh, gosh. All right. Let's just go right into it. Better days. All right, that was Better Days by Apples and Stereo. In the background, I'm going to play End This Day by The Fall, because it's a long tune, and I'm just going to talk over it. Because you're lucky You know, because it's my birthday week. And what do? I haven't done this in about a year or two, but I play 3 hours of the band The Fall. And I'm not going to do it. I didn't do it this or last year. But usually, I mean, I did that for years. All right, around this time of year, I'd play my...